My name is Cliona Ryan, and I'm one of the founders of Kaleidoscope Night. Well, basically, I always wanted to do... I'm a classical musician myself. I play in the Irish Chamber Orchestra. I play a lot of chamber music, and I also play new music. And usually, you're playing in a concert hall in quite a formal setting. Like, for certain types of music, for big symphonic works, it's an absolute appropriate environment. But I always loved the idea of the salon. You know, when we study music and or when we're playing music, we always have to think about the time that the music was first performed in. And if you're looking at Mozart or Haydn, Beethoven, even like Brahms, chamber music, Baroque music, it was always in informal kind of settings. And there was very much a kind of an openness and inclusivity between performer and audience. And that's very much what I wanted to recreate with Kaleidoscope Night. And so we looked at the various themes of biorhythms, the themes being voice, dance, emotion, rhythm. And so we brought elements of each theme into our programming. Bach and Goodbye Delina very much represented emotion, spiritual and sacred and human. And Jennifer Walsh performed an amazing work. She's an extraordinary vocal artist and composer. Da-ling, 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 da-ling. Kate Ellis performed an excerpt of a work by a Japanese composer called Fujita, which is based on the sine waves of plants. And then the audience and us all joined in and did Steve Reich's clapping music, which is rhythm. Absolutely great night. The Science Gallery, we were like, you know, coming in for initial meetings going, oh, we normally have candles everywhere, what are we going to do? And we're giving the tech guys fairy lights to hang up everywhere and saying we're going to bring flowers. And, you know, so we were able to recreate our own space. And, no, I really very much enjoyed it. And what was interesting as well is that we had a totally different audience mm-hmm. to what we usually have. I think the majority of the audience had never been to Kaleidoscope Night before, so they were obviously Science Gallery supporters, so that was really great to see that.